Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett, dramatized in four parts by Vince Foxall, with Sheila Hancock, Linda Barron, and Deborah Berlin. Part two.
This kingdom of Lanka is odious, but it belongs to me. Me, Lady Felmet. I got my husband Leonor to murder old King Verence. The baby heir to the throne and the crown have gone missing. Witches, I'll be bound. And so will they. Tightly.
Right. Broom flight. Take off procedure number 6. Clasp besom to bosom. Kiss handle for luck. Adopt pole vaulting stunts. Keep arms stiff. Mentally rehearse straddle technique. Take a deep breath. And run like the clappers. Broom, broom, full moon. Broom, broom! Drat. Curse them dwarfish mechanics.
Granny Weatherwax.
Hey? Oh, good evening, Magrat. Ready for this theatre trip?
That's what I've come to call for. You going on broomstick? I thought we were walking.
I can't get the bristle ratio right on this at all. I've got to flight test it, so I might as well use it for our outing. I'll see you and Nanny Og when I get there, and make sure she brings the baby. Right. Right, let's have another go. Here we go again. Right. Broom, broom, full moon, vroom, vroom!
You a minute, Chamberlain.
As my lady pleases.
I do, and its majesty. There. Push it open. Step inside.
Looks painful, my lady, majesty.
Can you take your punishment like a man, Chamberlain?
I haven't done anything.
When I heard there were witches, I thought, I'll find them. I'll simply look in the tax records for their addresses. Tax records you compile. And I find no witches listed. So, yes, you do nothing, and it's not enough.
They're not listed because they don't...
Go on.
They don't exactly pay taxes.
Meaning?
Well, it's more they won't pay, you see. We never felt that. Well, that is, the old king didn't think. But we just don't. We tend to leave them alone, tolerate them. We consider it good luck to have a witch in the village, and that they're very good for ointments.
Oh, you will need ointments.
I think you're being a little precipitant.
Where I come from, we don't allow witches. We don't propose to allow them here. I want their taxes. I want their addresses. I want them done. I say, torturer!
Hello!
I'd like you to meet the Chamberlain.
Hello!
Hello.
Can you pencil him in sometime soon?
Wednesday week. Punishing schedule.
Ah, capital. On your way, Chamberlain. And put matters in hand.
As you wish.
He doesn't see me, of course. Just shivers as he walks through me.
You're keeping me busy, see? Hard to squeeze folk in.
Do you have anything that could squeeze me in?
Possibly.
I could squeeze her round the throat. She was something to do with my death. I know it.
Oh, I'd like to be constricted, basked, corseted, whale-boned, thonged, leathered, volcanic.
Could be arranged.
Yes, but...
I'm a ghost unfelt by the unfeeling.
I could...
Whip?
Rack?
Just turn it. Oh!
Does he deserve it?
No.
Oh, excellent.
I'm the one in torment here. This eternal hanging around waiting for destiny to reveal itself. It's worse than torture. Revenge!
Hey, he's behind you! Help me out!
lot up there. Why don't they get that bloke that did it?
Goody, man. They're changing that thing.
What's it say?
Another part of the castle. It's a different scene.
We're getting the hang of this, ain't we, little soldier? We worked it out that it's not really real, haven't we, eh?
Shh. Really, any fears? Verily, it must come into thy heat. Why do they gather us all here in this chamber?
Yes, why?
Shush.
Reasons have I herewith which to lead me mind like unto a goat, stumbling ever upwards on mountain path to believe, as believe it who canst not, that the murderer is e'en now one of you in this room.
'Twas the one wearing the sheet, weren't it?
Shush!
And ne'er till yon galleon moon sails o'er the balmy ocean at night, and reacheth safe harbour of dawn, shall person amongst thee from casement or portal make stealthy egress. Nay, not the very poorest nor the damned villain pon whose brow the pox of guilt that so besmorch, nor any in betwixt.
What's he on about?
He means no one leaves the room.
Well, why the hell don't he say so? Are they all stupid or something?
Marsh, your play is better strumpet than that. You could play better than that, couldn't you, Goodikins?
Here comes the messenger.
Look at the messenger. That's the bloke that done it, skulking behind the tree made out of paper. He done it! I saw him! Get him! Come on! I'm going to go off this. Get out of my way!
Come on! You know what you're doing? You have books everywhere. Could you have put a good hold on the babby?
Granny, come back!
Who haven't you messed up? You're the killer!
Let me go after her!
If them lot want to go around pretending to be dead when they're still breathing, dressing up as folks what they ain't, and thinking bits of paper are bushes and that, then Granny's got a witch's perfect right to sort out what's real and what's not.
This way, ladies.
Walk like that, Esme. What
it is always a pleasure to meet a true connoisseur of our humble craft. Alwyn Whitler, at your service. A charming threesome.
You were very good.
Yes.
The way you shouted all them words so graciously.
I hope Granny Weatherwax didn't upset me.
Well, you see, things happen. You do something about them. Stands to reason.
Sounds like meddling to me.
My dear lady, could I begin to tell you how gratifying it is for a mere mummer to learn that his audience has seen behind the shallow shell of grease paint to the spirit beneath? Come then, comrades. We are here, the esteemed watering hole where I have my lodgings.
Oh, hey, a pub!
Step in. After you.
I could murder a pint, Alwyn. And if you marry you, lead on. You're out. We've got the babies everywhere.
You're not going in, Magrat.
Yes, I am.
I told you, there's a purpose here. Two jobs. Yours is to take this.
I can feel it staring, even inside that sack.
Get the purpose? Crowns that them actors use?
And to put it with them.
Because it has to be got rid of.
Has to be forgotten.
Hidden, where nobody would notice they'd found it.
A crown lost in a crowd of crowns. Brilliant, Granny.
They're packing it all away back in the square. Off you go.
Right.
And good riddance to it.
Diddums, have a drop of ale in your milk, Fabicus.
Oh,
Nanny Ogg's patent sleep well potion.
Typical.
Another port and lemon, Granny Weatherwax?
No, no.
I insist.
If she doesn't want one, dearest, don't pester her. And save some money, Alwyn, for goodness sake.
Knock 'em back, I say. Let's have a sing-song. Who's game for the edge of can never be spoken at all?
Commercial couplets, cynical popularism written by a totally gutsend Burkhardt in Spockby Farr.
The language, well, ladies present.
Oh, I fear the ladies may be here, but the gents lies yonder.
You'll have to excuse, well, artist.
But I keep him in our motley crew nonetheless.
We're like a little family, you see.
Mrs. Whitler,
May I make so bold as to ask if your union has been blessed with fruit?
She may.
No, I understand. No. We had a little girl once, only...
All right, old girl. Don't upset yourself.
Only, not to beat about the heath, that child Nanny Ogg's holding...
Sleepsy? Told you. Works a treat.
He needs a home. Catch my drift.
No life for a child, ours. Always moving.
Why does he need a home? Because he hasn't got one. Not one where he'd be welcome.
No one should be unwanted. And you, who asked this? You are by way of being his...
God's mother,
say?
And, of course, money is, alas, tight.
But it will stretch.
Yes, I think it will. We should be happy to look after him.
Take this. This should take care of the nappies, grub and clop.
Well, 100 times over, I should think. Why didn't you mention this before?
If I'd had to buy you, you wouldn't be worth the price.
But you don't know anything about us.
No, we don't, do we? But we can tell. He can write to us later, if you like. But tell him nothing of this. Tell no one, for his sake.
There's something behind all this, isn't there?
The less you know, the less it matters. Take him.
Oh! Hello, my sweetness.
Right, we're off.
What's his name?
John. Tom John. Right, come on, Gaitha.
Oh, just time for a quick one before I stag this out, Esme.
Oh, Gaitha, no.
Now. This you can never be put out of all. See, pickle-y,
boy. Gaitha.
I've watched it all night through a green crystal ball. With Ger Bradley, Max Tompkins, Friday Cabbage, Catsnip, John Dye, Woolsack, Nelly Lampton, Father Cotton, Over a Candy Glass, Jack, Mel, Grip, Side, Hey, you'll never get it to fly again, Esme. You're grounded.
I'll fix it.
I'm not sure broomsticks work anyway.
Well, that one don't, that's for sure.
I mean, I think they sort of send out the wrong signals.
That one ought to send out smoke signals. Burn it, Esme.
Fortunately, this is where our roads go different ways. You sober enough to remember yours, Gaitha?
Oh, I supped some stuff tonight. You know what I mean? Good boozers, them theatrics.
One of them pinched my bottom, you know. Said, doing anything Friday night?
You wouldn't have needed a crystal ball to predict that.
Actually, I'm having problems with mine, Granny, look.
Crystal balls and a wizard's wand. Kick him in the warlocks, push him in the pond.
I hold it. I get it to work, but I can't get no sound. Look, quick, while it's still light enough, look into it.
Hmm. Well, the vision's working. There go the victuallers and co. Onwards to the cities. Tom John's in good hands.
Let's have a look. It's going all busy again.
They do that.
You know, if we are Tom John's godmothers, we ought to give him 3 gifts. Oh. It's traditional.
I give him a big what's it. That's all he'll want.
No, I'm serious. You know, like good looks or wisdom and happiness. So it used to be done in the old days.
Oh, you mean gingerbread cottages and all that. Spinning wheels and pumpkins and pricking your finger on rose thorns and similar. Oh, I could never be having with all that.
Right. That's it. Good night.
3 wishes, you say?
All right, Magrat. You can go first.
We'll each do it on our way home. 3 roads, 3 witches, 3 gifts.
Sounds fair enough. Daft, but fair. Good night, Esme.
Good night, Gaitha.
Well, I've got no friends, so... Tom John, you will make friends easily.
Fickly. Oh, I forgot.
dear. Tom John, you'll always remember the words. Let him be whoever he thinks he is. That's all anybody could hope for in this world. Something's afoot. I can feel it. I can feel the shape of the future. And it's got knives in it.
Revenge. I will be revenged. Revenge!
Oh, still, Neil, for goodness sake!
I hope you rot in hell for this, a pair of you!
I don't feel quite right about this, dearest.
She said it. You know she said it.
I say it as often as I like,
because it's true. You killed King Varys.
Liar!
What? Did they vote round here all stupid or something? You come to Lanka for ram knows where. We hear old Varys has got relatives staying. Next minute, them self-same relatives, you, is telling us he's died of natural causes. Expect us to say nothing.
Exactly.
You reckon you got me quaking in me boots like a strip of lurdy shake? Just because you got me down here with your gadgets and the whip of a butcher's shop. You'll never silence me, any of us. We're decent folk, what calls a spoon.
Shut up!
Get your hands off me, missus!
Lend a hand, Lil.
Nobody's to talk about my hand. It's bleeding again. Again?
Down on your knees, peasant.
Ow!
Where's the torturer? This is work for him.
Do your own dirty work.
I got rid of him. I told you. You never listen. I enjoy doing it myself. Now, hold her head on the block. Obey me.
I've got her. I've got her.
Bastard! Stop this from the blacksmith.
Shouldn't it be a chopper?
No. A hammer's less clinical.
No!
Yes!
It's everywhere.
Oh, I like a red dress. Anyway.
Everywhere.
This is what we have. Everywhere.
Blood.
Power. Grebo, come back, you cantankerous old cat.
Why did you jump off you like that, Nanny Og?
Oh. You didn't hear her?
Who?
Granny Weatherwax. That was that old banger of hers touching down outside. She's got it going again. Grebo knows she ain't no cat person. Always scuttles off when she pops in. I'm losing twigs.
No performance at all. Evening all.
What's your...
Well met by moonlight.
Oh, I could murder a chamomile. Cinderpot, fresh brewed.
Oh, excellent. Ooh, it's chilly out. Even down at treetop height.
So, now then, Magrat, what's to do? What's all this in aid of?
First, let me start by thanking you, Nanny, for letting us have our meeting here. It's been 2 months since our last one. I think I speak on behalf of all of us when I say
all?
That...
All? Who else is coming, then?
Well, actually, that's why I've called this coven. It doesn't seem right only having...
I didn't know we were still a coven. No one told me we were still a coven.
Well, see, I've been thinking we should get a few more. It's not right, a coven of three.
Well, there's no one else this side of the mountain, only Gamma Dismas, and she doesn't get out these days. Not since, what's it? Exactly.
Yes, but there's a lot of young girls in my village, you know. They could be keen.
I reckon you've got me out here on a wasted journey then, Magrat, if this here get-together's about starting a recruitment drive. When Goody Wemper was training you up,
may she rest in peace,
didn't she ever remind you that young girls got it bad enough without becoming witches? Looking in mirrors and getting in was-tisses about this, that and t'other, and what to eat and what to wear, and heartbreak and plumbing problems... Jumping on a broomstick's just about the last thing any girl needs. Besides, folks will brand a woman witch soon as spit at her if they're so inclined, without her going volunteering for it.
All I think is we should try to get...
No! That's not how we do it, as well you know. People don't go and find witchcraft. It comes and finds them. Oh, God. I forgot the sugar.
You're getting doddery, Esme.
No, I'm not.
And the other thing is, it should be at the new moon we meet.
Well, I've been at our Graham's youngest wedding. I couldn't miss
I've
it.
I've been up all night with a sick ghost.
Well, at least there's light a candle.
But I've got this lovely new lamp our Tracy sent me. And you ain't going to draw on the floor again, neither. Took Ardreen days to clean up all those was names last time.
Runes.
Everything is domestic to you two. Magic's supposed to be a bit more interesting than housekeeping. And you don't wear occult jewellery. You don't enter into the spirit of things.
Well, we done our meddling, didn't we? Tom John and the Crown and that. See, Magrat, you don't want to get on no high horse and go looking for trouble.
Trouble will find you if it's your turn for it.
Oh, it's lots of folks' turn for it, then. People are disappearing. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Or getting publicly executed.
What?
For saying Felmet killed the king.
Well, that's kings for you. They come and go, good and bad.
I'm talking about ordinary people. Rubbed out.
Well, we can't go interfering.
Yes, me. You had Felmet's blokes round your place trying to collect tax.
Yes, I gave him a bun.
She did what?
She gave me a cup of tea, sir.
And what about your men?
She gave them one too, sir. I hope you won't think it disrespectful, sir, but thanks to your good wife's economy measures, we've got no horses, and the walking being knackering, I was wondering if I could take the weight off and sit on
Don't! This. You fool! That is my good wife! She's had a hard morning down in the dungeons.
Terribly sorry. Thought it was a cushion. It's red velvet, see? I thought...
You're changing the subject, Sergeant. The truth is, you didn't collect any tax, nor did you bring the witch back in chains.
No, sir.
Because... Being a witch, she said some magic words.
She said, come in and rest your feet, Chuck.
Then showed you dark and demonic secrets that took you to the depths of man's desires?
No, sir. She offered me a bun.
A bun?
With currants in it.
And your men did nothing about it?
They had a bun too, sir. All except young Roger, who isn't allowed fruit, sir, on account of his trouble. He had a biscuit.
Out, Sergeant, before she's with us, else she'll have you in irons.
Consider me gone.
Did he bring the witches?
No.
Well, will you stand idly by and let them live on? Any news of the Crown?
No doubt it ended in the river, old and battered and unprepossessing. No matter.
And the child?
Given to the witches. They doubtlessly used it as a sacrifice in some ritual. They seem to be... People seem to be afraid of them and proud of them at the same time. More difficult to move against them than we thought.
Well, then what will you do?
Wait.
Wait?
Wait and consider. Patience is a virtue.
I want action!
Well, do what I say.
Oh, Leonel, I like you like that. Come and help me disrobe.
Shortly.
Shortly and sweetly. Hurry!
And my hand bleeds on. I hate this place. And yet it's mine now. This is what power is, to have a place, its people, its fascination.
Has she gone?
Fool.
Marry, sir.
No marry.
If faith, nuncle.
No nuncle.
How do you feel about prithee?
Prithee I can live with. How long have you been a fool, fool?
Prithee, sirrah, been a fool since a boy, haven't we all?
So make me laugh.
Then, why may a caudal fill horse be deemed the brother to a hiren candle in the night? Why? Because a candle may be greased, yet a fill horse be without a fat argia. Well, hey!
You see, words are a total waste of time. Oh. So are trees, lucky bastards. They don't have to marry, don't have to listen. Only, I feel the trees are here listening. I feel, fool, that the whole place...
The castle?
The land itself is listening, watching, coming to some conclusion. It's uncanny.
Coming to some conclusion?
About me, yes. The trees talk to me. I hear them whisper when I go riding. They tell lies about me. And my hand hurts. See... If I unwrap it... Ooh, ooh. Is this a dagger I see before me?
No, my lord, it's a handkerchief. You can sort of tell the difference if you look closely. It doesn't have as many sharp edges.
It's an omen. A portent.
No, it's the Ramtop's permanent storm. You get used to it.
Nothing unusual's happening?
Nothing unusual. Besides, sire, folk round here are always waking up in the night seeing something bewildering.
And what do they do?
Mutter, oh, it's just another bloody portent, and go back to sleep.
Leonel!
Watch out there, Olwyn. I'm coming up front for a bit.
Oh, nothing to see, my love, just the road stretching onwards. I think we're all going to be wonderful, this performance. Feel it in my bones. Where's Tom John?
Sitting under Well's table.
Well!
Tom John's fine, Olwyn. I wouldn't neglect him.
Is the boy all right?
I told you.
Fine, I'm feeling a prop.
I just need a bit of fresh air, that's all. So cramped back in there.
Oh, such a trooper. I love you, my love.
Honestly, Vitella.
Fancy taking the reins?
You don't like my driving.
Oh, no. Go on. Help the journey pass. Here you are.
Thank you.
Got them?
That's it.
I'll just pop in the back.
Tom John's fine.
Oh, I know, I know. Just want to keep well at it. You know what lazy sods writers are.
Ahoy there, Well. How goes the quill?
The ink keeps spilling.
What's it called, Well?
A wizard of sorts, or please yourself.
Not sure, doesn't grab. Any deathbed scenes?
I can do you a soliloquy in the last act.
And a stabbing, eh? That always goes down well.
And I got comic washing up with two drabs, act two, scene four.
Oh, come now, Will. No laughing at your own work.
Is Tom John, man? I see him under here. He's dug up one of the crowns and stuck it on his head.
Oh, for goodness sake, that is hardly fit. Put it back.
Glad, Dubas. See the noble thrust of his head, the imperious look, the strutting manner. Oh, a natural-born king, if ever I saw one, boss.
A natural-born actor, Well.
And a future may lead. I'll write him stuff that'll make angels weep.
Your fortune's handling, blessed Tom John, given by luck, adopted by love, and destined for greatness.
All hail, King Tom John!
In part two of Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett, dramatized by Vince Foxhall, Sheila Hancock played Granny Weatherwax, Linda Barron was Nanny Ogg, and Deborah Berlin was Magrat Garlic. Duke Felmet was played by Ian Masters. Lady Felmet by Kristin Millwood. King Verence by John Hartley, and Mrs. Vitella by Natasha Pine. Well was played by Brian Hibbard. The Fool by Andrew Branch, and Vitella by Gavin Muir. All other parts were played by the company, and the director was Claire Grove.